This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Americans waited Thursday to see if vote count updates from several states would make clear the winner of the U.S. presidential election, a day after wins in two battleground states put former Vice President Joe Biden within reach of victory, and President Donald Trump's campaign launched a series of legal challenges. U.S. news organizations have yet to project winners in six states: Alaska, Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Projections on Wednesday put Biden as the winner in Michigan and Wisconsin, two states Trump won in the 2016 election. Biden could reach the 270 Electoral College vote threshold needed to win the election if he holds onto his leads in Arizona and Nevada. Trump, however, still has a path to victory if he can take back any of the states where Biden is leading. The president is leading in other states that have not yet been called: Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. The Trump campaign said Wednesday it will request a recount in Wisconsin, where Biden leads by about 20,000 votes, and has filed a lawsuit seeking to stop the count in Michigan, where Biden is ahead by over 35,000 votes. Hans von Spakovsky, a former member of the Federal Election Commission and now with the Conservative Heritage Foundation, says he expects legal disputes to contest the counting of ballots, the rejection of absentee ballots, the extension of time for absentee ballots as well. New confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. have climbed to an all-time high of more than 86,000 per day on average, and a glimpse of the worsening crisis that lies ahead for the winner of the presidential election. Cases and hospitalizations are setting records all around the country just as the holidays and winters approach, demonstrating the challenge that either President Donald Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden will face in the coming months.